Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's Commish here, live on OFL After Dark. Lots going on in the leagues, as we know. Before we go into everything that's occurring right now, as we are live on the air, let's talk about what the future brings. We got the Long Beach 32-man tournament, $7 to join, $159 to winner, over halfway full, so make sure you get signed up. We want to get that going. Also, there are three spots, I believe, left in the Group 4 Fantasy League. That's a fantasy draft that's going to take place next Sunday. Time to be determined very shortly. That's 33 to join, 600 to the winner, three spots left. Make sure you get in that. To join anything, www.shop.oflnow.com. Let's go right into the callers right now. We got a lot of people blowing up the lines right now. We got the 609 area code. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with this evening, or this morning, however you look at it?
Redemption 615.
Redemption 315, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
That's good. Let's jump right into what's going on. How are you feeling after all free agency and the draft and everything? How's your team looking?
I mean, my team is doing really good. I mean, I wanted the people when I wanted, and I paid high dollar price for it, man.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's tell the people what team you're speaking about and what league and group, just to specify for everybody.
Okay, had the legit group number one, multi, the most vicious, man, it was, every game counts. You cannot slack off, you be behind, and you be out the picture. You do not want to be out the picture, you want to be in it, man. No lie, no doubt, playoff is where it is, championship is how it's made, period.
Okay, see, but what team are you in control of over there, Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah,
Cowboys. What are the three big acquisitions you made in this offseason, and what's the direction you're going with?
My mindset is defense. Last season, I was embarrassed to have a type of defense I had, but yeah, I was so proud of them because it was what I had. I had no superstars on defense, but I did what I needed to do. It was 9-7. If I tried a little bit harder, who knows, I would have been in the playoffs. But you know what? I'm already what I satisfied. The biggest acquisition was J.J. Watt in a trade. And then also I got Alden Smith and Levante David, two outside linebackers. Yeah.
Wow.
This season I just got $399. Yeah.
That is incredible.
I mean,
making a lot of moves there. You got to be ready, though. Like you said, you were 9-7 and fell short. a big game just occurred right now between you and Believe in Monsters. A lot of people tuned in for that. I watched a lot of it. Very, very good game. You played well. You ended up winning. Monsters seemed a little shocked. Why do you think he was shocked that you won?
Because I'm one of those players that, you know, stay low in the radar. Yes, I do lose games that I shouldn't have, but, you know, now it's, you know, these people that overlook people, you know, and they say, okay, victory, victory, victory on the schedule. And I'm like, okay, that's cool with you guys. Thing is, I don't do it because every game is different. You could check off this one, but when you actually play and you somehow lose, that's when the shock comes because you don't expect it. I mean, that's the thing. That's why coaches in real life say play one game at a time. You talk about the future.
Right, right.
You don't think about the present, and you get the L.
Okay, we are speaking right now live with Redemption 315, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys Group 1 Multiple. He's talking about some of the moves he made here in the offseason, trying to get into the playoffs as he was on the outside looking in the previous season. We have another caller coming in from the 510 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the Commish and Redemption. Who are we speaking with tonight? 510, are you there?
Yeah, can
Hello?
You hear me? Is everything locked up?
Oh, what's up? Yeah. What's up, Peel? How you doing?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I'm doing good over here. I'm chilling.
All right, good. I'm glad you got to call in. First, before we go into any of your moves that you just made to make your team better, let's talk a little bit about Team Sexual Chocolate and the joining of forces between you, PB number one, Denox 21, Mad Dream, all players that have all been ranked consistently in the top 10 from time to time. So how did that all form? I know you were the ringleader. How did you get that to work out?
I didn't know what the team thing was going on. I see these teams forming. I didn't know what it was. So it started as a joke. So then you kind of suggested that I put a team together. I've spoken to Mad Dream on a couple of different occasions. He's a real cool dude, and he wins at least 11, 12 games in every league, I think. And then down here in Cali with me. And then you got to go with the Super Bowl champ, right? You got to go swallow your pride, man. You know, we bump heads in the divisions, don't really like each other. But, you know, if it's coming down to a money tournament or something, who would you know, got to go. Let's go get this money. So I talked to PB and he said, let's do it. And then here you have Sexual Chocolate.
So you actually said you talked to PB. That's somebody that everyone always is curious about, always asks me. I've talked to him very minimally. What's he like as a person?
Well, I think it's a mutual respect thing. I know he's won some Super Bowls. And 1 year, he won both of the Super Bowls. And after every time we play, it's just a mutual good game. You know, it's a kind of a respect thing. And the boy can play ball. I told you he can play ball. And he's like everybody else. He just don't like to be bothered that much on the game. But you just come at him like this man-to-man like I did. And, you know, he respects that. And we chopped up about 5 minutes, and then you have it. I told him that we can still be bloody rivals, but, you know, let's go win a tournament.
Yeah, you are one of the few people in the OFL Now community who actually has beat PB. I mean, a lot of people, you know, are still sleeping on him. He had the two Super Bowls in the previous season, and then, you know, he was knocked out in the playoffs, so people kind of forget about him again, especially because he's real quiet and under the radar. But it's actually a pretty big accomplishment that I think you've actually I wouldn't say dominate, but I think you're leading in the series, wouldn't you say?
No, because he won the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. But if you split
three games, 3-3.
So I mean, you're right there with him, and you were the one who knocked him out this season, I think, in the playoffs, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that.
I had to let him know that. Trying to get there, but I choked in the Super Bowl.
Speaking of another one of your teammates, Denox 21, I believe he was previously number one at one point a couple of months ago. If not, he was ranked definitely in the top five for a while. Now he's outside the top 20 looking in, and I don't even think that is really a knock on his skill or anything. It's just the influx of talent that is just soaring into the OFL Now community has kind of bumped him out of there, especially with not a real good showing in the playoffs for him. But if people aren't familiar with Denox 21, he's out of Oakland, California, and he can straight out ball. And he's very similar to Peel, very methodical, very, very good play callers, and extremely well disciplined on defense. So just because you don't see Denox's name in the top 20 or you don't see your name in the top 20, that doesn't mean you can't play. Trust me. Anybody in this league can beat anybody. And I guarantee one day I'm going to beat Peel, because I still remember that message Peel put on the forum where he said he slapped me. I still remember that, Peel. I'm coming for you one day.
I take losses too, man. You just got to take the deal with the bad. It'd be a long season. You just keep going to the next game, you know. But I did slap you, though, man. I ain't going to take it back. I got you.
All right, fair enough. But the future's looking good over here in Tennessee. I made some nice moves in the draft and in free agency. Speaking of which, any big moves in the draft or free agency that you want to speak about?
Well, first off, I didn't lose any talent, really. You know, I focus on defense. So, you know, I'm fortunate. You know, I'm in the one or two defensive range every season in both leagues. So that's really important to me. So I didn't lose any talent. Then I added some OGs. I got Suggs. I don't know how I got Terrell Suggs to put next to the H.O. or Acho, however you say, who led the league. He had 22 sacks. So I put Suggs on the other side. Then I got I got a nice rookie cornerback. He's going to play in the slot for me next to Peterson and my rookie from last year who tore it up. And, I got some middle and side linebacker depth there. I got David Harris behind Washington. And then I got on the defensive line, I got Justin Smith, and I brought over James Harrison. So, you know, it's just not losing the talent and not going crazy with all these trades, keeping your core group together and just raising the farm, you know. That's what it's about.
Right. So you basically build around role players. Now, redemption – on your side of the coin, your defense is looking stacked, but do you think your offense is a little – I mean, it's clearly weaker, but do you think it will prevent you from winning a Super Bowl?
No, because defense wins championships. And tell you the truth, man, I mean, you can all – you know, it's like that song, you can't always get what you want, but damn well, you can get mostly near what you want. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm more of an underdog type of team anyway. The offense I work, my mindset, look, I can use anybody. I can beat anybody with my team, and I'm okay with that. Defense, I'm highly strong. That's that Ravens, Ray Lewis type of mentality. Also, real quick, I just want to announce the Freddy Krueger, J.J. Mills, Tin Man Big Ray, and Bad to Chad, Team Bounty Gate, Team Hell Yeah. Just want to announce that real quick.
All right, yeah. That's a big announcement right there. We're going to revisit that. Freddy Krueger, let's name those names again. Freddy Krueger, yourself, Redemption 315, Bad to Chad, Hitman Big Ray, I think I heard, and were there some other people?
J.J. Mills, OFL Now Mills. Also
well, I don't know. I've seen J.J. Mills on about four different teams, so I never know with this guy, so I wouldn't put
that
much stock into that.
That is true.
Speaking of J.J. Mills, I've seen him previously on Team Balkino, and we have a Super Bowl champion Balkino on the line. Balkino, are you there?
Yeah, talking about defensive champions. Talking about offense and defense over here. Both. It doesn't matter.
Now, let's talk a little bit about J.J. Mills first. Do you think he's part of Team Bounty Gate, or will he bounce back and forth?
He could be on whatever. He's just our little spy, so let him be over there for a little bit, and he'll come back home in a few days.
You know, that's fine with me, man. Head sticks all around. Guess what, Volcano? You can get some, too.
I thought he played this season too.
Shit. Now, Balkino, we're here with Peel 510 Maine, also Redemption 315, and we've heard a little bit about their teams. Talk about some of the good things that you have working over there with your Super Bowl champion Miami Dolphins in Group 1 multiple, and then also speak a little bit about the problems you're having with the cat.
Well, let's just say we found a way to make our team better. I don't know how, but we made our team better than last season. The only downfall is I do not have a backup. So that's an interesting season. Other than that, I mean, in the offseason, I used my draft picks to get backup positions I need because I knew that would count for rookie cap. But other than that, I don't have a backup QB yet, backup D tackles. So all my trades are starting to bite me in the ass a little bit. But I'll just have to be like JJ and sub around a lot just so I have my third strings playing and so on and so on. So my first string corner is my second string strong safety. So it's going to be an interesting season. Only having 39 players out of 54-man roster, that's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't help. How will you deal with this? Are you going to just sign a bunch of guys at minimum salary, or what will happen?
I can't even afford anybody for minimum salary.
So what will happen?
So, I will probably have to trade either Dez or Julio, someone who's 9 or 10 million cap, just to get backups, to be honest with you.
Wow. Now, did all you guys get to watch that game on Twitch that we put out on Glip between Believe in Monsters and, well, obviously Redemption Saw because he was part of it. Did Peel or Balkino, did you guys catch that game at all?
I watched it in and out, so I was at Taco Bell, you know, and all. But I caught, like, the beginning. I didn't see the ending of it, so. Nice. I thought Believe in Monsters had it, though, but then when I came back, it looked like he lost.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Really, really good game. Now, Balkino, I'm sure you've heard now the talk about Peel 510 forming Team Sexual Chocolate with the addition of PB number 1. Enoch 21 and Mad Dream. Do you feel like these guys are going to be Team Balkino, or what do you call yourself now, Team Little Eye, Big CUP, are they going to give you guys a run for your money, or you guys got this in the bag?
I think Peel might mess with my teammates' minds. But other than that, I know Reddy and Bleak, they've already knocked out, you know, Chillin and PV. I'm not sure about Peel yet. I would have to ask them. I don't think we're too worried over here, though.
Now, Peel, do you feel like Peel, you think you guys can handle Team Balkino, which is Balkino, Ready 10, Believe in Monsters? Is there anybody else over there? Oh, Buckets.
Sometimes JJ.
Sometimes JJ.
Well, I'm still, like, so I got a team. So we're just trying to see, you know, what it's all about. So we're trying to win the most games. I'm going to go with the crew that is going to get the whole squad in the playoffs. And it's going to be in the championships and the Super Bowl. The other cats, I think Balkino from his undefeated season, you know, pretty much speaks for itself. But I went and got the... We got the heavy hitters, man. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever the case may be, our guys are going to win today. We're going to be there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, both of your teams have each have a guy that's won 2 Super Bowls here in the OFL now, Balkino and PB number 1, respectively. And then pretty much I'd give the advantage to Team Sexual Chocolate because all those guys have consistently been in the playoffs where we haven't seen O Buckets in there. We've seen Monsters in maybe one time. Now, Reddy's been pretty consistent since he's been in the league. But, yeah, I would at this moment I'd give the edge to Team Sexual Chocolate. Now, I haven't had really time to examine this Redemption's team. What's the name of the team again, Redemption?
Team Bounty Gate, inspired by the New Orleans Saints.
Team Bounty Gate. I haven't had much time to really look and examine the players they have on there, so I don't want to jump to conclusion on them at all at this point. So I'll give that some time.
It's perfectly
fine. I know they got some.
Yeah. I mean, Peel's team, I mean, mad respect for you guys. I can't wait to play you. You know, I mean, that's what I'm here for. Great games, no matter what. I mean, I can't wait. Same thing to Volcano's team. You know, Volcano, I'm going to keep saying it. I love playing against your freaking Ultimate team, man. You're undefeated. Oh, man, I can't wait. I circled it, man. Head sticks for everybody, all right?
I also wanted to bring some big news. XX Maternal, XX321, he did actually successfully move his team. It was approved. So he moved, I think it was New Orleans, out of New Orleans and into Oklahoma City. So he is the Oklahoma City Lancers. So if you get to play them, look forward to some new new uniforms and new logo.
Let me go.
That's the
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. You should get him to play tight end, man. You got Oklahoma City Lancers. Speaking of that, Redemption, if you had to pick one person off the Oklahoma City Thunder for your football team, who would you pick?
Oh, my God, man. Who would I pick? I mean, wide receiver-like, I'm going to have to say Kevin Durant. I mean, if I want a running back, Westbrook. If I wanted a freaking defensive lineman, I would go ahead and get Serge Ibaka. Besides those three, man, those are the big three in the OCK, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think Serge Ibaka could be a beast on defense. I agree with you on that. We got another call coming in from the 412. 412, could you state your gamer tag? You're now with Peel 510 Main, Redemption 315, and defending Super Bowl champion Balkino.
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes 45.
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes 45. Welcome to the show this evening. But we're talking about teams. I heard a rumor that you joined Team Houston. Is that true?
Yeah.
And how did that work out?
Basically, Jim and the party and asked me if I wanted to, and I said, heck with it, yes, you know.
Now, will you be labbing and practicing with these guys, or are they going to be teaching you some stuff, or do you plan on teaching them some stuff?
I think it'll be a little bit of both.
All right, well, Snake Eyes, I've heard the talk, and draft grades will be released either later today or tomorrow, but early indications are that you're going to have a high draft grade. Can you tell the people a little bit about what you did in the draft and some of the big players you got?
With my very first draft pick, I got a cornerback out of Pittsburgh. He's at 83, and he's a 95 speed.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on the top of the cornerback list.
Okay.
And then I got a couple wide receivers. Left end dropped very, very low. I got him in the fifth round. He was supposed to go in the second or third round. And then even by then, I seen a quarterback that was supposed to go in the second, and I didn't think they would ever get picked. But I don't even know
and
if he did.
What? So who did you sign in free agency that's going to help your team out?
Jumping. who ain't?
Huh?
Yeah, I said, who ain't going to help me with the way that the team was?
Right.
I picked up Doug Martin. And then I'm in a free agency. And a couple wide receivers. And a couple of other things, too. But I can't remember on the top of my head right now.
Okay, all right. How do you feel about Maternal moving his team out of New Orleans to Oklahoma City? Is that going to increase his revenue, do you think?
It just depends how you look at it. And plus, it depends how happy the fans are.
So how do you think it's going to be, though?
It just depends on the fans and how happy they are, truthfully.
Yeah, we've established that, but, I mean, you personally, how do you think it's going to work or not?
50-50 thing.
Oh, Snake, I can't get an answer out of you. All right, let's ask Balkino here. Balkino, do you think Maternal moving to Oklahoma City is going to be a wise decision, profitable?
Yeah, they should be definitely profitable. It's a first time having an NFL stadium there, for one. And it'd be good ticket holder and sellers. And if he's an owner, he makes his fans happy, it'll be very successful.
All right. Let's talk about one thing here, because I know we're going to have 40-Yo Gamer and Live Master calling later on this week. So if you guys are familiar with what's been going on here, there was a trade. It could possibly be collusion, which would get both people kicked out of the league. If that's proven, you know, obviously it has to be proven. There's got to be evidence. Now there's rumors that possibly there is no Live Master, that 40-Yo Gamer's been controlling both profiles and acting like a female. Let's start with you, Peel. You seem to be a level-headed gentleman. What do you think about this situation?
You know, I apologize to everybody first, because I imagine this has been going over several different times already. I really don't know what happened, but if somebody actually has two different profiles, I think that's just hilarious. I don't really have another word for it. However, I don't know if it was a trade and one person clearly got the best of the trade. I don't know that it should be grounds to be booted out of the league. Me personally, heavy fine for sure. I did notice that Live Master might maybe a girl, right? Just speculation.
Well, she claims to be a girl, but people are now saying they have evidence. And I'm getting a lot of evidence pouring in from different members that are speculation that she doesn't exist, that's 40's profile. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
So, Punter was involved in a trade, which is rare.
Well, the trade was basically Live Master and 40-Yo Gamer. 40-Yo Gamer acquired 99 overall Von Miller, 90 overall defensive tackle Knighton, and a punter. And in return, Live Master got a punter and Dwayne Allen and DeQuell Jackson. So the highlight for her was a punter for a 99 overall Von Miller and defensive tackle Knighton.
Yeah, that's really uneven.
Yeah.
So you say we're going to have them both on later on this week to say what went down and what was her
thinking. Yeah, sometime later this week.
Just wait and see what happens. Just wait and see what they say. It's obviously a lopsided trade, for sure. I think you should have a trade committee, about three or four different people on the committee. All trades got to go through them, and they need a majority approval, maybe three yeses out of the four. So
That's a good idea and something we'll be definitely discussing this week. Balkino, I know you're not a big fan of trade committees. Could you talk about why you don't like trade committees?
Because everybody has their own opinion on different players. Like I value like crappy quarterbacks, and I know the value of like a 50 overall quarterback or 60 overall quarterback, and some people might not. You know what I'm saying? Like I know how to boost. You know, I've done it previously. So once I traded that crappy quarterback, I made a big pick for it, and they don't agree because of their overalls. Like, some people don't understand.
Well, the trade committee would be matching up, like, overall points. So, for instance, I've been in a league where the trade committee might say, if you trade in a crappy quarterback and the other dude might be traded, so say if it's a 70 overall quarterback versus maybe 85 quarterback or something. Somebody just might have to add something to the trade to make it work. It's not necessarily automatically canceling, X-ing it out, but it's a better way to police that. So if you're trying to make the league more ran like it's real life, you know, they got to trade. All trades got to be
can't get into the office and approve his work. They even require physicals. He ain't finna go that deep. But a trade police.
No, we're not. We're out of time, guys. We're out of time. Call tomorrow, guys. Peace.
No.
No.